For the first time ever, a woman will represent Alaska in the U.S. House of Representatives. Mary Peltola is a Democrat who will go to Washington as Alaska's only representative in the House after the results of last month's special election were finalized last night. Peltola defeated two high-profile Republicans, including former Alaska governor and vice presidential nominee Sarah Palin. Reporter Candace Norwood from the 19th followed the race, and she's on the line with us now. Candace, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So in addition to being the first woman to represent Alaska, Mary Peltola is also the first Alaska native to win a seat in Congress. Tell us more about who she is and the history that she's just achieved.
Yeah, Mary Peltola is someone who didn't have a lot of name recognition coming into this race, but she did serve in the Alaska House of Representatives for 10 years until 2009 and worked in a few local positions and commissions in the years since. But she slowly kind of built a name for herself, specifically kind of tying her roots to Alaska and her interest in really elevating issues that affect everyday Alaskans.
And what were some of those issues that helped decide this race?
Alaska has a very interesting position as a place that really has a lot of economic value that comes from oil production and fishing industries like that, but is also heavily affected by things like climate change. And so I think Peltola was able to speak to navigating kind of the need to beef up those industries and support those industries while understanding some of the impacts that can occur from certain ways of producing energy. And I think that that is really kind of a central point to her success in this race, in addition to the ranked choice voting, because Sarah Palin, even though she has the national name recognition, has received some criticism from voters for being disconnected from Alaska and kind of the lived experiences there.
Okay, you mentioned ranked choice voting. Let's talk about that, because this is an election where voters picked their top three candidates in order of preference, and that's one of the reasons that it took so long to tabulate the results here. What role do you think ranked choice voting had propelling a Democrat past two pretty well-known Republicans?
Yeah, I mean, certainly not to take away from the success that Peltola had in this race, but ranked choice voting is an important factor. Alaska has a history of voting Republican. For this special House race, the congressman who's being replaced after his death is Republican and held the seat for nearly 50 years. Ranked choice voting, in a way, kind of split the Republican votes. We have had another Republican competing in this race, Nick Begich. And so it's safe to say that splitting the Republican vote in a way allowed this Alaska Native Democrat to come through and shine.
Okay, so this is an important point because Democrats are going to be eager to tout this as a big win for the party just ahead of the midterms, where they're trying to keep control of the House and the Senate. But because this was a special election to replace a Republican, Don Young, who died, she's going to have to go back on the ballot in November. What are the prospects in the fall for Peltola and the other candidates that ran in this special election?
It's hard to say exactly how things will stack up. I mean, Peltola is getting a lot more attention than even she had prior to this race. All of the headlines will definitely be a factor in raising people's curiosity about who she is, right? And possibly digging into what she would represent as a member of Congress for two more years. Peltola has positioned herself as really wanting to elevate the bipartisan reputation that the congressman before her had, and trying to navigate between the various issues and understanding the nuances of the ways that Alaskans perceive issues like abortion, for example. Mm. Abortion is something that Alaskans have shown to be overwhelmingly in favor of. Some want limitations on the legality of it, but it's not this overwhelming desire for a ban on abortion.
Right. Alaska has an independent streak in it, even though it often goes Republican. Now, listen, you work for the 19th, a publication that focuses on gender. So just, you know, briefly, what are people reflecting on today as we talk about a candidate who just broke some pretty significant glass ceilings?
It's important to know that women candidates who run for politics often aren't doing this with, it's just saying vote for me because I'm a woman, but that's obviously a factor in who they are and their identity, right? And so a Petola, for example, can connect to an issue like the child tax credit in a way that maybe someone else might not be able to connect with that issue. Her Alaska Native background and being a woman, that's all a factor. And she, not only is she the first Alaska Native to hold this position, but she's also the first woman to hold this seat as well.
Candace Norwood is a reporter from the 19th. Thank you very much.
Thank you.